Our reading tonight is a vision from the prophet Ezekiel. And as I read it, I'd like you to try and use your imagination and listen to this vivid imagery and see if you can picture it in your mind. I want you also to keep in mind who Ezekiel was. The prophet Ezekiel was exiled from Jerusalem and had been commanded by God to prophesy condemnation to an exiled people, to prophesy judgment and wrath to a people already despairing. And now, once again, Ezekiel has a vision from God. So imagine yourself with Ezekiel and see his vision. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and God brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. God led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. God said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then God said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then God said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as God commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then God said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So could you imagine it? Can you imagine what that must have been like for Ezekiel? I mean, this wasn't his first vision, but even if he had gotten used to that feeling of the hand of the Lord being laid upon him, even if he had gotten used to those glimpses of something beyond this world, even if he had gotten used to having the very words of God put into his mouth, this one had to shake him up. The feeling of being lifted up on the wind and swept off to the middle of nowhere, to this valley full of bones, a battleground where the dead had never been buried. That's creepy. And then Ezekiel hears the voice of God explain to him that all these dry bones he sees, they're the house of Israel. These bones are the house of Israel, God's people. Because you see, the Israelites were dead inside. They'd lost hope. They were exiled and could not go home. They felt abandoned by God, and they were in despair. The whole world seemed to be against them. They were worn out, and they were scared. That is the valley of dry bones, that human experience of desolation and despair. And let me be very clear that I'm not talking about depression here. Depression is a medical condition. I'm talking about despair, that loss of hope that comes from thinking that we can do it all on our own. Being so turned in on ourselves that we no longer turn to God. It comes from all the ways that we're cut off from one another and from ourselves. It comes from just living in a world that's so full of pain and suffering, war, disease, hatred, violence. It's hard not to lose hope, which is why we all find ourselves at times in that valley of dry bones. Whenever we feel isolated, alone, when no one seems to understand us or what we're going through, whenever we find ourselves grieving, aching with loss, when we struggle to imagine life after the pain, whenever we feel run down, overwhelmed by the demands of life, blinded by our own busyness, whenever we despair or lose hope, whenever we doubt that things will ever get better for us, we find ourselves in that valley of bones. But it's right there in that creepy valley full of bones that God tells Ezekiel to prophesy. Once to the dry bones, and then again to those same bones now remembered and covered in sinew and flesh. And through this prophecy, God lifts them up from the dust, shapes them back into human form, and breathes the breath of life into them. They are recreated. The third time Ezekiel prophesies, it's directly to the people of Israel. And through this prophecy, God promises to lift the dry bones of Israel from the grave of exile, to remember their whole body back in Jerusalem, and to fill them with the breath of God's Spirit. The good news is that God promises to come to our deepest valleys, whatever they may be. God promises to bring us up, to restore us to full community with God and with each other, to breathe life back into us and restore our hope. God promises to recreate us. So, even as we remember today that we are ash and dust, even as we remember all through Lent that we are dry bones in the valley, we also hear the prophecy of Ezekiel for us, God's promise of life. God's promise to lift us up out of sin and death, out of isolation and despair, to reshape us and restore us to life. This is the now and not yet reality of God's people. We suffer in this reality, in this world, with death and disease and despair. But at the same time, we also live in the reality of God's promise of healing and hope and life. The Israelites were conquered and exiled, but they were also restored and returned to Jerusalem. Jesus was tortured and crucified, but he was also resurrected and exalted. We suffer and mourn, but we also live a new life, life of community, life filled with hope and resurrection. That is our reality. We live as dust, as dry bones, but also as a people lifted up and filled with the hope of God's gift, God's promise of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.